Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. I'll just delete the Brandon part here real quick. Boop. There we are.
I need that butthole.
He's the official AI for Latina, goth, and, well, all women to send nudes to for sex. He's not wearing anything under those karate pants.
Damn
except
right.
Except maybe a spam masubi. I've got to update that. Karate pants is way better.
Hell yeah.
Karate pants. It's he's a birthday cake in a fireworks factory. It's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Niola, Wan Chung, howdy, Chilama. Can I pet your cat?
What was the one that I wanted you to learn? I wanted you to learn how to say something in Chinese. Oh, I haven't said it to you, but then...
That's right.
I mean, it's gone.
I don't know.
in the ether of all of the chats that we're part of.
Wo ai da nai.
What does that mean?
I like big knockers.
There we go. That's the one.
Nailed it.
Thought I sent that to you. Then there's Gravy. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong and perhaps what we even potentially get right. Tell a friend, write a review, or just scream online at us about how right I am about our upcoming doom. Or say sexy things about Siege, whatever. Nerdtalkplus.com is the website you can go to where all of our... It's a link tree. It has all of our links and whatnot. So, yeah. Anyway. How you doing, Siege? You all right?
Not too bad. You want me to do the listener stuff? Mm-hmm. We actually had a couple of people of, just trying to write back.
Great. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, let's see. First, here we have
Ramona Ridgewell writes, is Brandon alive? Nope. He's dead.
Nope. Gone.
Okay. Gone. Sorry. Go ahead. Melted. Sorry. I'm just kidding.
Just thought we'd update you.
Yeah.
Last week, we did a little disclaimer. He was all right.
Yeah.
This week, no.
Absolutely dead. More about that here next, though. First of all, go ahead.
We have a note here from Julie in Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah. That's fun.
I used to live in Seattle and listen to Gregor all the time, but it wasn't until a few months ago that I learned about your podcast when I randomly opened an email from The End, and I am so happy I did.
Oh, wow. I sometimes have to write a little blurb that goes into the email, and then recently they haven't been having me do it, and I am worried about what is being put into that email, because I guarantee you nobody from corporate or from the station or who writes the email or anything has listened to the show, because there is no way we would... be getting away with this if they
of course not. We're posted all over the streaming thing on Odyssey.com.
Latest sound.
Oh, very much so. When you go to the station link on Odyssey.com or on the free Odyssey app,
thank you.
At the bottom it says the latest sound from 107.7 The End, and it's every episode.
Also, the only sound. It's just literally the only audio that anyone updates. But hey, at least I'm doing my job, I guess, right?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for doing your job.
Julie, thank you so much. If we've met in person, that's great. If we've more than met in person.
If we haven't, hit me up in the DMs.
Beach says, what's up?
I say, what's up? Also, ever since I scolded everybody into leaving us messages on Spotify and or Apple, we've gotten a few.
Thank you.
Snowman 707 writes back again. You said giant hamster ball. I thought you meant Zorbs. I have no idea what that was, but now I just want to put hamsters into giant Zorbs.
Wait, what? What's a Zorb?
Yeah. A Zorb? You know those giant, like, inflatable things that you can run full speed into each other? You never see people doing the soccer in the big old bubbles?
Yeah, and then you hit each other, guy goes flying, and you're like, well, I mean, that is a pocket full of air, but that person still has spine damage for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay. I know what a Zorb is, yeah.
Let's put some hamsters and Zorbs. I don't know what any of that mean. Snowman 707, comment on this episode and tell us what you meant or what we meant.
What does that mean? Yeah, what do you think we meant is more important?
What do you think we meant? That's the question of the week. What do you think we meant? Got another
That's
couple
a good segment. We should write that down. What do you think we meant?
What do you think we meant? Got another message from Brooklyn Griffith. Mm-hmm.
Oh, who says, wait, hold on. Is that sister brother?
Let's find out. Says, I know I'm related to Brandon, but I think his not being on the pod is a genetic thing that he got from Methazard. That is to say, I'm willing to fill in for him for Guinness time.
Yeah.
And then he puts underneath of it from Steven. And I messaged him back. I was like, man, I thought this, are you sure this is Steven or this is just another hidden sister brother?
Wait, so is it teacher brother?
No, it's teacher brother.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
It's teacher brother. Thank you for taking the time. But I got excited that there was going to be another brother that we could. You're already part of the fold. I was excited that we had another brother to bring in here to be like, we've had mother brother and teacher brother now. But I was excited that there was going to be yet another brother. That sounds awesome. It sounds like we're getting blacker.
Well, Brandon brother is very protective of sister brother.
No, I mean, as he should, because you're on the show, Siege, so, like, I get it.
I wouldn't be completely surprised if there was yet another sister brother.
From another mother?
from yet another mother. Another mother brother?
All right, well, thanks, teacher brother. I forget already what the comment was, but thanks for doing that.
Oh, and last but not least, we have a suggestion from a good friend of the pod. He very much likes the ideas of us watching movies and watching them back. So our good friend, Ed, from the living room.
Oh, your father.
Yes.
Okay.
Has said that we should watch Con Air.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I'm not opposed to that. I think that first of all, I love that your dad listens to the podcast and yells ideas at you. I think this
he
is
claims
incredible.
That he doesn't, and then he yells things at me that happened in episodes released like 24 hours ago.
But you've caught him listening to it, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We got a message from Officer Brunch.
Oh, what's up, dummy?
All he said on a Friday night was, and keep in mind, he doesn't drink, so it's not like he was having a few and then was getting sentimental. He was just being sentimental. he said, I know you're busy all the time. False. But I really like your podcast.
Oh, well, thanks, Officer Brunch.
I said, you're lovely. We've been trying to do a good job more than usual lately. And he said, it's always been fun. I tell a lot of people about it. So the stats suggest that no one believes you, but thank you for that, Officer Brunch. So, 10-4, good
very
buddy.
Very much appreciate that. Oh, we had just out of the blue, we had a lot of people mention how much they liked the America Adjacent episode. Mm. And they were like, wow, you guys did a lot of nerd talk in that one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I had to listen to it. And I was like, yeah, we actually did.
I don't know if anyone's noticed, but I've been showing up with a lot more material recently.
show prep.
I've been making an effort to, you know, have a show.
Yes, people have noticed.
And then when I'm doing a segment on the radio, I'm like, you know what would make this more fun is if Siege said something inappropriate about it. And then I was like, well, just jot that down. We'll use that for it.
I mean, you can always call me.
For a long time, there was... No, I can't put you on the radio, though. That's the thing, is that the internet is without rules, but the radio is the one where
I've been on your radio.
Lose my insurance. that's not what I want. It's a struggle to not just make hilarious thought notes in my notes app and then just ponder about questions that I think about from time to time or whatever that I've... Like, well, you think sumo would be better if there was more sushi involved? Like, yeah, whatever. You know, like, obviously, yes is the answer, but... Instead of having 9 questions of the week in an episode, thank you.
Yeah. I was ready that time.
So I have a note that I did take about this, though, and I realized after reflecting upon the last episode and then Brandon not showing up today because, oops, emergency vacation, whatever he's doing. That's amazing. Last week, when everyone was asking if Brandon was okay, we definitely should have said no.
Yeah.
We should have been like, nope, he's dead. that's our totally bad, dead. Okay? We definitely should have, like,
we're let sorry
you
for stringing you along like that and allowing you to believe that he was fully alive.
Yeah. I mean, he's dead inside, that's for sure.
Oh, of course.
That's my bad. We should have definitely been like, nope, I haven't heard from him, because he happened to actually be on the show last week, which was funny because it was we recorded it weeks ago. But
yeah, I was thinking that.
Nope, he's dead, and then he's on the show. Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I want to do a new feature. I do something similar to this on my radio program. I want to do a feature called Is Brandon Dead? And then we just ponder the question.
Oh,
yeah.
I need that butthole.
There we go.
Is Brandon dead? No. There.
Man.
On to the next segment.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Great. Soon enough. Siege pointed out that Brandon only survived the fires of Spokane because of his tremendous efforts peeing on his family. And
it's true.
But then now he's dead, and it's because he didn't have enough pee. And you said in him, and I said on him. So
both can be true.
Both can be true. But then I blame us that we did not pee on Brandon enough to keep him alive. So
yeah,
by the way, also all the Brandon brothers that might hear this right now, I apologize.
I don't.
I wish I would have been able to pee more on him, but yeah.
I wish he wouldn't have taken away the hot tub, Daddy Soup. He would have survived.
This is his fault. And then he's like, you guys got to see what's happened where Daddy Soup used to be, and then just doesn't follow through on it. And
we're like, yeah, never seen a picture.
Cool.
Doesn't send feed anymore.
What if we got Cage to be on the show instead of Brandon?
I want Mother Brother. I mean, to be on the show also.
Well, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Not for debaucherous things, also that. But
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Not in the context of the show.
Sure.
Oh, Greg, you've been watching all the Spider-Mans.
Oh.
Have you caught up?
Let's talk Spider-Mans.
As Greg's seen of the film. Spider-Man Homecoming?
Which one is that? Is that
this is the first
Tom Holland one?
Yeah.
Tom Holland one.
Yes! Spider-Man Far From Home.
Can we just call them 1 through 4?
Tom Holland 2.
Tom Holland 2, thank you. Yes!
Yes! That is Greg. Spider-Man No Way Home. Tom Holland 3.
Yes!
Yes! And that is Greg Zena Film. Spider-Man Brand New Day. Tom Holland 4. No! Oh, my goodness.
Hi.
Oop, wrong red button. There we go. So close, so close.
So I had a little bit of extra time over the weekend when I should have been
full 90 extra. Oh no,
getting work done, but instead I was watching soccer time television, which I never do. But clearly, I needed to procrastinate, and so I decided that I would watch the Spider-Man movies.
The Spider-Mans,
yeah, the Spider-Mans, and I gotta tell you, I find the Marvel Cinematic Universe to be exhausting. And they're on starting phase 6 now.
Garbage.
And I just, there are some really awesome films in that. Like the first Captain America film was great, man.
Yeah.
What a cool movie. That first Iron Man was really good. The second one, hot garbage.
Hot garbage.
Thank you. But like, you know, there's a lot of like cool movies that I've ended up watching because of culture. Okay. But at some point when the guy snaps and half of everyone disappears, and then there's now going to be a multiverse. And I was like, I am done. I will not be participating in this at all anymore. Tony Stark is dead, and spoiler alert. And, So I watched the first Spider-Man film when it came out-ish, and it was great. And I love Tom Holland. He's now 34 years older than he was when those films started, and so he's now, that's the weird thing where he's playing a child. I obviously love Zendaya, because I'm a creep, so that's obviously a thing. And so,
you bring that butt over here or what?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, the first one was so fun. Second one, pretty fun. Although I was watching Jake Gyllenhaal in that, and I was like, there's no way he's not a bad guy. He's too nice to Peter Parker. He gets it
Ryan
too much.
Ryan B. Gosling.
Huh?
Ryan B. Gosling.
Who's that?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's Ryan B. Gosling?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay. Okay, so that movie was fine. The, great. And then the third movie, I put it on the other day, and I got 40 minutes into it, and I had to stop. Because it is so bad. Like, the first...
What?
The first, like, 40 minutes of Spider-Man Tom Holland 3 are so bad. Like, I'm not going to get into MIT. Oh, we got to do something to get what's-her-nuts into MIT. Bring that butt over here. You know, like, it's very...
High school-y.
No, it just felt pointless and useless and, like, I don't know. I just wasn't into it. And then I also have a problem with Doctor Strange speaking like an old, like an old New York man. I don't know why I don't like that, but like, I don't, what's the,
it's because Benedict Cumberbatch's face.
What is the, who is the actor who has the pencil thin mustache and he doesn't smile a lot? It's John something. And he's like,
John Waters.
Yeah. The older man. And he's like, I don't smile because of the lines or whatever. Like, we already have that guy. Okay. I don't need Benedict Cumberbatch's best impersonation of that.
I would actually like to see John Waters as Doctor Strange.
Great. Now, you
that
got
would
my
be
attention.
Insane.
Also, I love Benedict.
A lot more drag queens in Marvel Universe.
Great. That's fine.
Fantastic.
I mean, well, the Republicans won't let you do that, but.
Well, I'm not here for them.
They buy tickets too. Yeah, but anyway, so like the first 40 minutes, I stopped it, and then I text Gravy, not you, Siege, because I wasn't going to hurt your feelings over text.
You were going to open that box.
And I was like, this is awful. And Gravy was like, listen, it gets so important at the end for everything, for you to understand what's going on. Like, you have to finish. And I was like, fine. So the next day, I finished the film. And he was exactly right. And also, I gave up at the point where it then changes and goes into the actual point of the movie.
Yeah.
Which they could have just gotten rid of the whole first 40 minutes and then they would have been fine.
Would have been they were doing that to, I mean, in my opinion, I'm not trying to like overly defend the film, but without having seen like the Tobey Maguires and the Andrew, why am I blanking on his name right now?
Garfield.
Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man. You're not going to understand, like, some of the other, like, the characters.
I've seen the Tobey Maguire ones, dog.
Yeah, what about Andrew Garfield?
No, I didn't watch those.
You don't know who Max is. You don't know who Jamie Foxx is. You don't know who
those people weren't in the first 40 minutes. The first 40 minutes.
Yeah, but what I was trying to do is, like, they're trying to say, oh, yeah, this is continuation of that last story where, oh, all of a sudden, he's revealed, and we have to find a way to get him out of the universe. They could have made that in half of the time, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. Like, ultimately, I love the movie. I just, like, don't ever need to see the first part again. But, like...
That's the slowest part by far. Yeah, I, like, is... Of
the franchise.
Until Doc Ock gets introduced, they don't really need all of that stuff.
And I don't, that part was so campy to me. I was out on that. But then when the other Spider-Men show up, oh my God, that like,
yeah, you got a boner.
I like love Andrew Garfield. I had no idea that I would love that guy so much.
Right?
He's wonderful. And then Tobey Maguire, like, I forgive you for the emo Batman. No, Spider-Man. Sorry.
He didn't know any better. It was 2002. They didn't have phones.
I forgive him.
Internet.
Whoever did him dirty in that, fine. He like totally redeemed himself in this one with his I'm about to cry eyes all the time. Yeah. So great. Now the problem is I just finished watching that on Saturday, and so I didn't have time to go to see the new one on Sunday because I went to the Sounders instead and got very day drunk. So it was
hell yeah.
So yeah, it's like. I did buy a ticket to go see The Odyssey in IMAX on Saturday because on Friday, Gravy was texting me about it, leading up to me. He texted me 34 times talking about it or whatever, and then disappeared for 3.5 hours and then was like, you absolutely have to see this in the theater. Don't be an idiot. So the next day I had the night off. I have recently found myself with a little bit more time on my hands, And I didn't have a child that night, so I was like, all right, I'm going to go see The Odyssey. And then at about 5:15, A-U-D-A-C-Y, at about 5:15, an hour before my film was about to start, I was like, I'm not doing that. That sounds awful. I don't want to go to the theater. This is a terrible idea. So I got a refund. That was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Fandango gives you your money back except for the service fee. And I was like, it was $29 pre-tax to go see that.
Is this the big IMAX?
Yeah, whatever. AMC Regal, or is that a thing?
Yeah.
Whatever that. In Issaquah is where I was going to go.
Wow.
Yeah. The Pacific Science Center is showing it. They're showing it for $20. It's not even the money.
Over by the Seattle Center, the giant IMAX, the biggest IMAX.
They don't show the films in there. They have like a second room that they show IMAX in, but it's not that crazy room. They've decided to only make that available for scientific things. And I'm like, what a waste.
This is science.
And also, like, yo, dog, this is 2026. I'm pumped that one place is like, no, we're not just doing this to make money, but also Pacific Science Center need that money.
I was going to say, so, like, you need to stay open. Yeah, make the money. Like, do you know who I am? We are Nerd Talk.
For this type of cultural moment, you got to pivot. You got to be smart enough to be like, oh, our usual policy to do that is to do that, but we're making an exception. And then whenever someone's like, you gotta make an exception for this other thing, you can be like, you can suck my butt.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Suck my butt.
So I was supposed to go do it, but then I didn't go see that film. So I was like, well, I guess I can watch the rest of Spider-Man. And it was totally worth it. And I enjoyed it. And so, yeah, I've now seen the three movies leading up to the current one, which everyone says is incredible.
Yes, it is. I love it. When are you going to go see it?
You know what? I'll answer that question, and we'll do This Week in Dreams right after this. So, Siege, I found something that I think you're really going to enjoy this.
Oh.
It's a very real thing that happened.
Oh.
A robotics company bought a sex doll business, and now they're trying to break into the world of education.
Oh, wow. Combining three of my favorite things.
They've combined their assets to create a robot teacher. Assets. And there was a district in New York that was largely full of disadvantaged youth. Great. Thank you so much.
Perfect.
A robotics company bought a sex doll business, and they're trying to break into the world of education. They've combined their assets to create a robot teacher to teach disadvantaged youth.
Insert hot for teacher here.
A school district in New York gets $40,000 off the retail price of $90,000 to put a robotics robot into the classroom to teach students.
Robotics? Is that real doll? Sorry, I just know them from sex dolls, not from anything else.
I mean, I'm sure, or you
from
have
the
some
news. I mean, not from anything else.
not from
ownership.
Not from South Florida things.
Not from Florida things.
So it could tell whom it's talking to, because each student will have its own student number assigned. That's how. That ought to do it.
Just when companies were shutting down their AI companionship things, we're gonna step it up. You know what? Forget about the feelings and the emotion and the talking and working things out. Here, have a sex doll, and then we're gonna track what you say to it.
Hold on. I just thought of something. You know how kids treat the substitute teacher when there's a sub?
Oh my god!
This is a substitute teacher with a mouth you can. I mean, to be fair, most substitute teachers have a mouth you can. But I just think that's a crime. So.
Wait. I want to make sure our corporate overlords are okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
what are they thinking, dude?
Dude, why do we have to do this? Like, it hasn't, is it, it's anatomically correct? Are we doing this for, like, sex education? Or are we just doing this as, like,
oh, sex kids? Ed. That's the perfect teacher for it. It's like, and now I'll spread my butt cheeks.
Yeah. It's like, here, check it out. This is what a starfish looks like.
These what, are labia.
Are we doing this? Like, I was going to say, are we doing this for, like, social studies? Like, what is the reason? What teachers are these going to be? And cut why the balls. Do they have to have anal cavities?
Yeah. Anyway.
Reminds me of my seventh grade teacher. I miss her a lot. We used to make out.
Because she was a pillow. Oh. She had a butthole that you carved into her.
I'm not going to say her name, but she was also a social studies teacher.
Real Botrix.
Real though.
Okay, well, that was one of two stories that I was looking forward to talking about today. The other one is my new constant fixation.
Oh.
That I think about a lot. The humans are rapidly terminatoring themselves, obviously. Now the war in Ukraine has brought a new method to warfare. They're now using drones to deliver other robots to the theater of war. In what feels like the first look at the billionaire class having private robot armies once they destroy the world with robots that they're developing currently. This is my new fixation. I've come to realize that as the billionaires get all of the money, and then they replace the human workforce with poor facsimiles of humans and AI or whatever.
With sex teachers.
And then sex robots. Real
sex robot teachers.
There's going to be a ton of humans with no jobs, no money, and no way to sustain themselves.
And no way home.
And no way home. Spider-Man.
Good. Josh Brolin from the Goonies. I just want him as the Goonies to snap.
For sure.
The headband.
But the billionaires will have either too much money or too much power that you'll like.
Will have?
I'm not saying what we should do. I'm saying what will happen is the people will turn on them.
Guillotines!
I mean, that's history. If history's taught us anything, that's kind of how it goes. But when you need to tell your private security force that you can afford on your island nation to, like, start shooting at the people that are trying to come and carry you away with the pitchforks, humans are messy, and you can't just rely on the robot sex doll teacher to, you know, keep them distracted.
Shoot humans. Yeah.
At some point, the humans will band together for either their own power grab or to stop the evil from happening, right? But when you make a robot army,
they're not going to be... Well, they might still be distracted by the
robot sex dolls. They're like,
something for me to f***.
Yes.
We can make more robots. Turn on the human. I f***ed its head off.
See, this is going back. Gravy, you know what movie I'm talking about already. I'm thinking of. It's the one with Denzel Washington's son in it, where it's basically the robots or the animated, the computer chip versus the humans. And it turns out it's not those guys fighting each other the entire time. They actually want the same thing. They don't want to fight each other. So the robots and the humans are definitely going to get together and turn on the billionaires.
I sure hope so.
Oh. Is that the creator?
I think so. It's the one with the, that's the kid with the chip in its head or whatever, it is the chip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't even get to the point of this story. I was so excited to talk about this, but at some point when the ultra powerful have their own robot armies that, I mean, I've seen Star Wars. I get it. Like, maybe the robots suck at shooting the humans or whatever, but our humans don't have force powers or whatever, right? It's just going to be crazy to watch these limited few people become untouchable in their own corporate states. I mean, eventually the humans will win unless they literally kill us all, which is probably what will happen. But it's like, this is where I get very Terminator-y or whatever. These robots that are being delivered by drone, they're calling it, marsupial warfare, where a drone drops off another robot.
Yes. Flying koalas.
I'm sorry, you're not qualified.
Oh, damn it.
Judges.
Damn it. They were right. You were right. Yeah, man, I was thinking of like drones dropping off Terminators, just like flying them out there, just kind of by the shoulders and like hawks, like then, robot then, hawks.
But then there's the opposite also, where they have like wheeled robot systems that can drive out and then launch drones too.
Oh.
And so I think the one thing that we should
like troop transports that you can just like kind of spray them everywhere.
Exactly. I think the one thing that I've been poisoned by my whole life is the idea of the T-800 being like,
yes.
You know, being like the humanoid robot. I think it's probably a pretty inefficient enemy to have. I don't think that the robots that actually murder us are going to be like,
get in the truck, human.
Like with a guy pointing at me or whatever. Like,
yeah, no.
It's going to be like,
that's just so it can slip amongst us.
Right. I've watched enough BattleBots where I'm like, no, the best robots are the flattest ones.
The
one
with the rake.
Yeah.
The rake is my favorite.
I saw one that's a crab. And it like,
what?
It can like flip over onto either side, and it was destructive, man. It was wrecking some house. But like, yeah.
It's always the ones that look like a doorstop or have something that can just, or like a spatula.
Gravy, can you use a Google, please, and look up like a fun fact that I like is that sharks have existed on Earth longer than trees?
Yes.
Can you look up how long crabs have been around? Because I think crabs are older than sharks are.
And how long have BattleBots been around?
Yeah, BattleBots since 1997.
Longer than trees.
Only 370 million years less than crabs.
Over 200 million years.
Wow.
How about sharks?
Sharks are...
since before Earth formed. They were in the magma. They were in the soup. The daddy soup.
Sharks, however, 450 million years. So they've been around longer.
How old is Earth?
Than sharks. About 6 billion years old.
Earth, hold on. Wait. Whoa. No.
6,000 years?
600 years. Okay.
Like, what is it? It's 2026. So, like, yeah, like 300 years.
See? You get it. No, the sun is 4.5 billion years old. Earth is probably 4.1 or 2 billion years old. And then after I think it was like 1 billion years into the Earth's existence, they speculate that that's when water started to show up. Or it's been the last 1 billion years. I can't remember if it's the last 1 billion or if it was after 1 billion that water was present. And then it took us billions of years to develop into being able to be like, Siege, press the fart button. Okay, so do you know what the earliest indicator is of when we'll have robots that are like capable enough that we can get excited for them to be in our homes?
Excited for them how? Sexually?
No, that's save that for the school classroom. I mean, yes. Like for them to be
not allowed close to that school.
Our slaves.
Wait, you know mean what? Like Siege, Rosie from the Jetsons.
As a matter of principle, I think you should just avoid schools altogether.
Like, I like education.
Well,
I like teachers.
Okay, there we go. Now we're getting somewhere.
It's not for the kids, I swear.
Rosie from the Jetsons. It's going to be a while before we get to that version. Also, horribly inefficient, wheeling around everywhere. Like, yeah, maybe it's better than legs.
Well,
legs
she was way more efficient than the robot in, like, what was that, Rocky 3?
Oh, yeah.
That robot sucked.
Yeah.
But they gave it like a 5-minute montage of like sparkly special effects.
I didn't realize at the time that that was just some sort of like weird product placement. I didn't like get that. And now I see it and stuff. And I'm like, ugh, gross.
I didn't even know. I didn't know until you just said it. I was like, they actually sold those things?
They had to, right? There's no way that that wasn't a product that like designed to. I mean,
Sylvester Stallone sees a robot on the street. He's like, I need that in my movie.
I need that in my bowl. I need that in my bowl.
Don't mark that.
No, no, I'm... So that weird robot in Rocky IV,
was it Rocky IV?
It was a real life therapy tool for Sylvester Stallone's autistic son.
Oh, wow.
It was called Sicko or Psycho. I can't tell how they pronounce it.
I like
Sicko. Whoa, I have something in common with Sylvester Stallone.
You talk like this and got a weird eye.
I say butthole a lot.
Butthole.
Where do I think that we're ever going to get to those kind of robots where they actually help us around the house? No.
They have a metric for measuring it. Go ahead.
Really? Because I think that they're just like stealing any kind of robot joy that we could ever have by like making it do things that we want to do. But yet they never make them to like actually think about Back to the Future, man. They had robots that, yeah, those things. got robots that make coffee, that make your toast, make breakfast for you, fold your laundry, whatever. But now they're like doing robots that, you know,
talking about product placement. That's the one where they were like Pepsi, whatever. It was just Pepsi advertisement.
Pepsi perfect. Can I have a tab? Tab free.
You want a tab, you're going to pay for it.
Wow. Wayne's World really got it right. Little, yellow, different. Anyway.
It's like you see these product placements everywhere and you're just like, I don't understand, man.
He's wearing all the
full head tennis gear. The Doritos bag.
When's the last time you watched Wayne's World?
Oh, we're going to add that to the NTP3K list?
Maybe. That's not bad. So, yeah, there's like a metric that the robot companies are all excited about for when a robot will be something that we should think is successful. It's like a measure of success.
Ooh.
And it's a chore at home. It's folding your laundry.
Yes, please. For the love of God.
So it's like difficult to showcase a machine's like intelligence or like what's going on computationally, whatever, unless you know about computers. Mm-hmm. Physical control can easily turn into like it's, you know, it hits your dog too hard and knocks its head right off or something like that, right?
Like those robots that are supposed to be kneading dough in like the Italian bakery or whatever, and all of a sudden start hammering the desk.
Yeah, exactly. So it's about a measure of like, when can we start to trust them? And so it's about letting them do our mundane stuff that everyone hates doing. But then also folding laundry is like such a specifically... It's both tedious, but also difficult because the material involved is so malleable, inconsistent, and easy to screw up if you're...
I swear to God, if you rip my karate pants, I will burn you.
See? Exactly. I'll tear those servos right out.
That's right.
But once they can do that, first of all, I want to see it fold a fitted sheet. Then I'll believe that the robots are actually here. Teaching a robot to, this is from Business Insider, teaching a robot to fold clothing has long been a holy grail. Consumers don't need to know how AI works to appreciate a robot that turns a crumpled pile of clothes into a neat stack. Agree.
Yes.
It's because robots must learn to handle deformable objects, clothes that bunch, fold, wrinkle, and manipulate them with enough precision to fold them well. It shows that they can be delicate and careful with things that are easy to get wrong when you're manipulating them.
Yeah, that's the thing I think about all the time with that, because I think about the auto factory lines where those things are precision, 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 doing the exact same thing over and over again. But how delicate would it be? Like, you can't just like whip up like a t-shirt and it's just to be in shreds.
Yeah, also, let's see that robot get that skid mark out of those underwear without tearing it. You know what I mean? Like, that's a
Tide pen.
That's just one of the arms on it. Robot jocks got real lame.
Forget a chainsaw, put a Tide pen on it.
No, put 100 Tide pens on there. Anyway, I would like to have a machine that does my laundry for me. I think that'd be great.
I would let see. That's what I'm talking about. Is I want somebody to do the dishes, but they break them all.
You just said somebody.
I'm giving the robots their props now because when they become overlord, I want them to know that I'm on their side.
There are hundreds of episodes of the show that are going to work against me. So it's,
well, they're all going to work for me. No. That is my wife. That is my lover.
And you my cannot teacher.
Take him. And my teacher. It is robot sex, Gerg.
Why is it me?
I'm trying to save you from the robots.
Oh, thank you.
I'm taking you as my wife.
The robot version of me, not actually me, to be clear. I'm actually still going to die. I'm going to live on, though.
Just, I'll put a chip in you. I'm good at folding laundry. I just don't put it away. So maybe we can start with that. Start small.
There's an away? Like what?
Exactly. I have all these drawers with nothing in them.
Drawers are the worst, dude. Those
they're
are
just everything's just folded on top of the washer.
They're just graveyard. Yeah, exactly. Or in the back of your car.
Yeah. That's mostly flags and hoodies and underwear.
You never know when he's going to be really moved to fly the Alabama flag. Like car full of flags.
You know, I got my backpack with my escape hatch in it. It's got clothes.
You got your Gerg wife?
Bustello and passport and my Gerg wife.
Okay. One more and then we'll go.
Okay.
You've heard of the Very Large Array, right? In New Mexico, it's a series of antennas that they're gigantic, like dish antennas, and they orient them either in a tight beam where they get them all within like hundreds of yards of each other, or they go wider to get a bigger part of the viewable galaxy in their radio telescopes. And they're on train tracks, basically, and they can drive them out to different orientations to be able to.
I didn't know they were out on train tracks.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've been out there once.
That's cool.
Recently, and it was the coolest. It was really, I'll send you a picture of them later, but they changed it around. There's a schedule of when they're going to move them and everything, and it's rad. Like, when they built it, there weren't cell phones and stuff, and so when you go out there, like, can you please turn off your cell phones? We realize that you won't, but can you please do it? Because it messes with our readings. And it's like, they're just like, the scientists are like, please stop screwing up our everything. And I'm like, Elon's got Starlink. You're screwed. It doesn't, my cell phone is not that big a deal. But they're like hypersensitive. Okay, so that's one thing. But then in Chile, there's the Very Large Telescope.
Yes.
And it has now VLT. It's found the spot on the moon where the rocket body of the Falcon 9 that sent moon mission stuff to the moon, it was supposed to fall back down to Earth and get eaten up in the atmosphere, but of course SpaceX goofed it. And so there was just a rocket body out flying around, and it smashed into the moon.
Right by the Einstein crater.
Nobody caught this happening. Like, no one was able to get, like, footage of it happening, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, because the moon is very, very far away. It's 30 Earths away from Earth.
You supposedly could have seen the plume if you had, like, even just a medium to strong telescope. If you were watching at the particular on the west side of it and were zoomed in right about where the Einstein crater was, you supposedly could have seen the plume because it would have shot up something like 40 miles into what would have been the air, because there's no atmosphere and no gravity, of course.
Right. And so nobody, to my knowledge, someone told me,
I don't think anybody's got the video of it.
Someone's like, I saw a video of that. I was like, I'm pretty sure, like, pretty sure that that's fake.
That's AI, like,
that's
buddy.
AI, because
yeah.
All of the like space science people I follow are like, are you kidding me? No one got a picture of this. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
So they point the very large telescope at it, and it captured a picture of the divot left in the ground by the SpaceX Falcon Heavy body. No, not Heavy, but Falcon 9 body crashing into the moon.
Yeah, his first stage or whatever.
They said it left a 19 meters long by 4 meters deep channel in the surface of the moon. I heard those measurements and I was like, I was trying to explain it on the radio to people, like, what size is that? And I was like, well, it's about 12 feet deep, about 60. And I was like, 12 feet deep. They made a moon swimming pool. Like, we need really to fill did. That with water immediately. Go moon swimming.
That's a lot smaller than what they thought it was going to be.
Oh, I have
they
no
thought
idea.
It was going to be like a crater, like 6 miles wide.
It probably explains why no one was able to capture it. Now that you say that, like, it probably explains why they were like, it's too small to be able to. And this could just be the leftovers too. Who knows how quickly
could
the moon
could just been a soft spot.
But if we filled that soft spot full of water, no jumping in because the water will go everywhere because there's no gravity. This brings me to a very Expanse is the name of the book series that Gravy and I like.
Yes.
Still water in there. Maybe put like a bubble, like one of those inflatable bubble roofs that you see in places. Ooh, maybe yeah. Put that over the pool and then like everyone just drowns, I guess. It's like basically you could just make a giant waterbed out of it. That'd be fun. And,
I would do that.
But my question is, because we can't, now that we have a pool dug for us and we can't, you know, we could find the frozen water and then melt it and put it into the pool, right? But you can't jump into it, otherwise it splashes up and there's no gravity to bring it back down once the water goes up and so it'll just travel into space. So we need some gravity.
If you're going to take all the time to fill that up, you get to jump into it.
It's like a pile of leaves and a golden retriever.
Yeah. So maybe there's a third less water. You're still swimming.
Okay. Well, only the first person, though, I guess, is the thing. But I have another idea. How long until if we can get a SpaceX rocket out there, how long until we attach it to the side of the moon along its equator, and then we fire that sucker and we start spinning the moon up until we get enough gravity from it spinning or enough velocity from it spinning that we get gravity on the moon?
Oh my God.
This is the premise of the Expanse. They do this to a lot of asteroids and to a few places to like you spin up a moon and you get about maybe you get like a third Earth gravity. But you can still have like normal-ish human life when you do that.
Yeah, I mean, well, a few episodes ago we were just talking about speeding up the Earth's orbit to add a couple days or something like that. I don't remember what we were talking about. I just remember that. If we were to spin the moon and get gravity with how close the moon is, do you think that we would start pulling ourselves a little
wonky?
Oh,
I've been pulling myself all week.
Congratulations. I wish I was there for that.
Hundreds of dollars have been made.
Soft hands, Kirk.
Well, that's for other people. That's the thousands in that. It's been a lonely week, Siege. What? What is that? I want to know. Physicists, certainly we must have one. Probably not.
We have several.
If we spin up the moon.
SpaceX lady and your SpaceX neighbor.
What are the consequences if the moon didn't move away from the Earth or closer or whatever, if we could keep it in its exact orbit, but we just spun it up, would there be a consequence for us here on Earth?
Yes, we would start circling the moon. The moon's moon.
You don't understand. It is going thousands of miles per second spinning. It is insane. Like we
a moon
really
day is like 30 minutes.
No, a moon day is like 14 milliseconds. It is going so fast that it has enough gravity to suck the Earth
into
it.
It's the gravitron.
It. Yeah, basically. I don't know what that
is. It's the state fair.
Oh, yeah.
It's the thing that plays Freebird.
Yeah.
While you're... Yeah! The Scrambler. Oh. Long live the scrambler.
I forgot about that. I looked at the thing, and there's a note in here, and it said Brandon's version, and I was like, oh, that's a funny thing. For context, anyone who's new around here, whenever we say Brandon's version, it's because you hang truck nuts on it.
No, it's because it shows full genitals.
Great. I think of it, to each their own, okay? I think of it as you put... to truck nuts on it, but whatever. The more important part is that that reference to it was April of 24. We've been talking about that Brandon's reference version. Of it?
We've been talking about longer than that.
But that blows my mind. It feels like it was like November that we first brought this up. No, it was two and a half years ago.
Brandon's version was one of the first episodes of all three of us when he came back from having the kids, and he was telling us about a rest stop on a bicycle trip. I'll never forget this. And there was this giant, beautiful, majestic painting of a ram on top of a cliff. And in that picture of that ram was a giant set of balls.
Yeah.
And so ever since then, every picture, whether it doesn't, is it regular picture or is it Brandon's version?
Well, and then it worked out at the same time because it was Taylor Swift's Eras tour.
Right.
And so it was Taylor's version that became Brandon's version. And so Brandon's version. It's been a few summers since that was all the rage. So,
yeah. I think Taylor would give us the rights to a song so we can play Brandon's version.
Final note, rumors have it that MySpace is going to make a return.
Hell yes.
They're going to bring it back without an algorithm.
Oh, finally.
I find that so hard to believe that they're telling the truth because
there's
got to be some kind of algorithm, and then it's not going to work, and then they're going to add an algorithm, and then we're all going to be mad, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, what are we going to do? Actually look at the people we follow?
Also, does anyone have any proof that Tom isn't the guy that did the free solo? Like Alex Honnold and Tom, that's the same person, right?
I think of Tom as like a skateboarder in like Santa Monica, just like some skinny little dude. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. You're right.
Yeah. I've never seen the both of them in the room at the same time.
That's true.
Therefore,
Tom is a skateboarding free climber.
Well, that about does it. It's time.
Who's
going to
be in your top eight? Who's going to be in your top eight?
Everyone from the show.
Obviously. Okay.
I'll have a page for my dog, Ladybug, obviously, because that's what you have to do. And then that's it.
Good job.
Yeah.
Can I put us as a status of in a relationship so the robots don't take you?
Shall we play a game?
It's called Touch Siege. Where show us where Siege touched you.
Yes,
that is by the way the sex robot teacher.
Me,
the real Botrix. That's the voice that it has. Well, that about does it. It's time for Too Long Didn't Listen, formerly known as What Did We Learn This Week? After all, this is a heady show.
Hey, we learned that at Brandon's wake, Wolfgang is going to bring every variety of Tostitos.
What?
Yeah.
Just happened?
And then...
How did we get there?
That's what happened, man. It's happening over here on the Discord side.
Okay, great.
Oh, Discord's participating. Welcome to the show, Discord.
Hi. Teacher Brother chimes in, and he has a great idea for this. It's 1 minute of Tostinos.
Oh, yeah.
That's another Brandon classic. Wanted. And then 10 minutes ago, Tony Pizza chimed in, R.I. Pepper Me.
Wow. Wait a second. He chimed in on the Discord but didn't join the show.
We learned that Siege is opening.
Hold on. Siege, you have to call sister brother.
I do. I'm doing it.
Brandon. We have to show Brandon who's boss. Sorry, Gravy. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, we learned that Siege is going to open his own 70mm IMAX just to show Greg movies.
Oh,
yes.
Spoiler though, it's all Godzilla and pornography.
Great.
I mean, perfect.
Can we make it? You know, one of the big things I said during that segment was that, like, you set the rules and then sometimes you have to break them. Like, can we show the Odyssey? Because, like, I probably want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah. Thanks.
And then, Greg, you're getting your own robot sex teacher delivered by drone for your own version of marsupial warfare.
Yeah. Where I put in its pocket.
Mm-hmm. Greg, do you have a pocket? Can I put stuff in it?
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Hey, Greg, why don't you go piss your
pants? No, not
again?
That one.
Fucking calm down, Greg. It's
no.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Yes.
Oh yeah, Hold on. Milk anything with nipples.
Go back to the soccer one. I love that.
Fucking calm down, Greg. It's soccer. Fucking calm down, Greg. It's soccer.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!